Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Because we're going to have Mr. Sam Fowles coming on for a yarn about his new single, Slipping Away. How are we doing this morning, Sam?
Morning, Zach. Yeah, doing good, thanks, brother. How about yourself?
Nice, man. I'm pretty chill. The weather here is very, like, Coronation Street, kind of, like, dreary, you know. Bit cold, bit bitter yeah. at the moment, but that's okay. How's it where you are?
Yeah, it's a little bit cloudy, a little bit cold, but not too... Starting to feel a bit more springy around here, so it's good.
Nice.
It's always good.
Yeah, totally, man. Alrighty, I think we just jump in straight to the yarn. I'm loving the watery sound effects that are sprinkled throughout Slipping Away. When did you know that you wanted to include them when you were making the track?
Yeah, that's a good question. Artistically, I was kind of thinking about it, like, as, like, the character in the song, like, slipping into the water, like, falling, sinking down, you know? Like, they're kind of sinking into a sort of a dark place. So I kind of thought that I kind of,
crack up.
should probably put on silent. Yeah, so I kind of, and then I was thinking, like, I kind of wanted to make it like an underwater disco. So then I kind of, I was inspired by my mentor. I studied music at Commercial Music Massey in here in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
And my mentor was Warren Maxwell, and he inspired me because he went to Antarctica and he recorded the Under the Ice Sheets with a hydrophone.
That's awesome.
And yeah, and he made compositions out of that, and we actually had a hydrophone on campus, so I took it out to Tapu Teranga, the south coast in Wellington, and I recorded the sounds of the ocean, and I had a Tascam recorder as well, and I recorded, so all the samples you hear, I've recorded myself. I recorded the bucket fountain in Cuba Street, bucket fountain.
That's so sick.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Bonus points if you can hear where that is in the track. so all the water sounds you're hearing, I went and found them myself. Yeah,
that's so cool.
It was really it's a cool way to connect with Te Taiwo and try and bring that into the music.
Yeah, man, that is legit. Like, that is awesome that you recorded those sounds yourself. Far out. This is totally an off thing, but have you seen the video of this BBC video of people recording fish noises with hydrophones? Have you seen that?
I have not. Oh, no, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, fish makes.
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
Back on track though. You mentioned that you studied under the wing of Warren Maxwell, who was from Trinity Roots and the little Bushman. You studied under him at Massey's University College of Creative Arts, where you were doing a master's. Were you a fan of his prior to him supervising you, and did his sound rub off on you?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, big fan of his work. Little Bushman and Trinity Roots, and obviously earlier Fat Freddy's Drop.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely his. I think more on a philosophical level, I think he really inspired me. Like, he's a very wise man, and he always pushed me to sort of think outside the box and like try and like not just settle for like, okay, this is, you know, it's a tune and yeah, it's all good, it sounds all good, you know. But what else can we do to like kind of try and push the boundary a little bit on this, and hence the kind of like the inspiration of like, you know, the water sounds, and then I've kind of got like those bubbling synths in the verse that kind of like you know, sort of imitating water, and like artistically very inspired me to go a bit deeper and like try and tease out like everything you can out of an idea, as opposed to just being like, oh, you know, this is a nice tune, it's kind of a nice beat, you know, kind of vibe. Yeah,
to like be a bit more experimental, so, yeah. Maybe and think of things, conceive of things from a different angle.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Yeah, just different ways to look at it, and like, yeah, and as well, just like think about more about the, you know, like the lyrics and the meanings, and you know, say what you mean, and just yeah, holistically, like, just put a lot of attention to detail, I guess. Yeah. So yeah, big inspiration for me for sure.
That's awesome. The track Slipping Away itself is about trying to keep your head above water during a breakup. This is interesting because I've been covering I've been interviewing so many people who are making breakup tracks at the moment, and everyone I know and people I know lots of people who have been breaking up over the past few months. Has that been the same for you, and what do you think might be causing this huge sudden cause in breakups?
That's an interesting question.
it was quite a while ago for me. I can't. Maybe it's the winter blues. I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure, man. Yeah. That's an interesting. Yeah.
Very confounding. Yeah. Very, very confounding stuff.
Yeah.
This is reportedly the most up-tempo track on your forthcoming debut solo album, After Dark. Do you reckon that this is the direction you take on Slipping Away will be something that you'll investigate further in the future?
Yeah, I think so. I think I try not to, like when I was starting to make I open a session and I start working, I try not to constrain myself. I try and just let my creativity sort of go where it wants to go. And I quite enjoy the more up-tempo sort of tracks, but also, you know, like, I'm open to experimenting a lot. I'm quite a curious creature, so just leave the door open, I guess. So yeah, to answer your question, yes.
That's cool, man. I think that just, like, it fit really well. I think you just did a really good job with that kind of vibe, you know.
Thanks, bro.
Of course. What other artists / songs would you pair Slipping Away with? Personally, I think something from Flamingo Pier would go great, or like a Fandango era Phoenix Foundation. But I'm curious to know, what do you think artists or songs pair well with Slipping Away?
That's a good question. I'd say maybe some Thundercat, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a Thundercat vibe there. There's even a little bit of like Tame Impala in there, just like a slight hint of that. What else would I say? And just like, yeah, old school, like disco funk, like Sister Sledge or Lord Echo or something like that, you know, like those kind of vibes.
Mm-hmm. I think on some of those real like gnarly bass licks or whatever, I think I might have gotten even a little bit of a Stevie Wonder tinge going on
there. Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's another one. Yeah, for sure. Stevie Wonder. Yeah, good shout.
Yeah, shout out the goat, man. Stevie Wonder's awesome. This is the third single that you've dropped before you're dropping After Dark. Do you reckon it's the last single, or do you reckon you'll tease us with one more?
Well, we got one more for you in probably about another 6 weeks, and then I'm looking forward to the album release in November.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a specific date for that? That you can share, or you're just like,
It's going to be, it's not 100% locked in, but it'll be roughly, I'd say, after the 20th of November, between the 20th and December 1.
Cool, man. Is that does that time have any special meaning to you, like any birthdays or anything?
No birthday. I think it's just kind of, I kind of just wanted to, I think it's a good road trip album, so I thought, you know, like, just before summer, kind of, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Get it out there and everyone can enjoy it while they're traveling around the motu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very, very smart. That's I think, yeah, very, very, from what I've heard so far, definitely would go good on a road trip. Have you got any upcoming shows to celebrate this track's release today?
No shows for this. The next show will be in Porneki for the album release on December 5 at San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, look at doing some shows probably early next year around the motu, yeah.
Nice. Do you reckon you'll pay Aussie a visit?
Hopefully, yeah. I'm pretty keen to come down. I've never been, actually. So,
really?
I've heard great things, and I've got friends that live there. They're like, bro, you love it down there, man. So, yeah, I'm really, really keen to come for a visit.
Yeah, it'd be great to have you, man. It'd be awesome. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's all the time we have this morning. Thank you very much for coming on this morning, Sam.
Thanks for having me, Zach. Appreciate it.
Of course, man. Of course. Alrighty, that was Sam Fowles talking about his new track, Slipping Away, which we're going to play for you right now. It's 10:10 here on the Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Breakfast Show, brought to you by the lovely people at Edu on George Street. Let's hear it for some Sam Fowles. I say, let's jump right into it. If I can find it, my goodness, Spotify, what are you up to, my girl?
Sam Fells has also released two other singles before this, so be sure to check those out on his Spotify page as well. Anyway, here is Slipping Away by Sam Fells. I'll see y'all very soon for some more Ramble Chats. Take care.
Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.